Chase Goodbread joins us from Tuscaloosa. He writes for the Tuscaloosa News, covers the Alabama Crimson Tide. Chase, thanks for joining us on Overtime.
Doing well. How are y'all?
Doing good, doing good. Well, Chase, let's go back a couple of Saturdays. Texas A&M comes in with Johnny Heisman-Zell and defeats Alabama, and it looked like the dreams of another national title there in Tuscaloosa were shot, and the SEC dreams of another national title were shot. Then you fast forward a weekend, and Oregon goes down, Kansas State goes down, and the SEC is right back in the title talk. Now the winner of Saturday's game looks like they get Notre Dame for the right to be a national champion.
Yeah, it's funny. 2 years in a row now, Alabama's fallen out of the national championship race in November and then fallen back into it with a little bit of help from games they had no control of. Somebody I know who talked to Nick Saban about a week ago asked him what kind of deal he made with the devil to get that done. But, you know, the players obviously had a close eye on what was going on the weekend that Oregon went down and Kansas State went down, and suddenly their destiny was back in their control, just like it was in 2011 after Iowa State upset Oklahoma State.
Yeah, kind of interesting how the chips fell, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, obviously, if you're Nick Saban or any championship coach trying to win a national title, you'd like to be able to control your own destiny from wire to wire, but it's nearly impossible to do. And if you go back and look at the history of it, I think you'd find that there are just as many one-loss national champions, if not more, than there are those that run the table.
Chase, before we dive into this SEC championship game this weekend, obviously Arkansas is looking for a head coach. Auburn's looking for a head coach. I want to take you back to when Nick Saban, before he was announced at Alabama, and get your thoughts on some of the other names that were brought up as potential head coaches, and then how Mal Moore was able to go down and get Nick Saban to leave Miami and come to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, you know, Nick Saban was really thought to be a long shot for Alabama at the time. He was obviously just 2 years into the head job with the Miami Dolphins, and that had been a goal of his to be an NFL head coach. Obviously, that's what he left LSU for, which was a very strong program at the time he left them. Mike Shula was coming off a 6-7 season, and the Alabama job was about as unattractive as it's been. At the time Shula left, Rich Rodriguez was a name that was probably thought to be the front runner for that job. As a matter of fact, it got reported in some precincts that he had been hired for the job. Obviously, that was a little bit premature. Mal Moore went down to South Florida and kind of got Terry Saban on his side first. I think he sold Terry Saban on Alabama before he actually had Nick sold. But yeah, sometimes that's all it takes, and I think Terry kind of helped make it happen.
Yeah, you know, Saban is one of the best defensive mind coaches, I think, in our generation that we've had him up there with Pete Carroll in the college level. And looking at this last week's game y'all played against Auburn, what do you think Auburn's struggle is? You know, they're 2 years removed from a national title, and to go winless in the SEC, do they just not have the talent, to get beat 49-0 like they did? What do you think's wrong with Auburn?
You know, I'm not going to say they don't have talent. If you go back and look at their recruiting classes, they've been very strongly ranked. I think Gene Chizik and his staff overall have done a pretty good job in recruiting, particularly considering that they've been recruiting against Nick Saban and Alabama at a time where Alabama is pretty much cherry-picking. Auburn's done a good job in recruiting. What they haven't done a good job of, in my opinion, is developing guys. I think you look up and down that roster and, you know, you see a number of veterans who are no better as juniors and seniors maybe than they were as freshmen and sophomores, and yeah, that's a big part of it too.
Chase, let's look at this SEC championship game against Georgia. The two schools haven't played in a while, a couple of years, and Georgia, right, just like Alabama, one loss on the year, they win the East, and there's some tough company over there in the East this year.
Yeah, the East turned out to be a little bit stronger than people thought. I think the West turned out to be maybe not quite as strong as people thought, but, you know, certainly you know, it was an excellent year for Georgia. They won the right game, and that was Florida. Florida lost the wrong game, and that was Georgia. And, you know, I think a lot of people will sit here and tell you that you know, notwithstanding the head-to-head loss, Florida's 11-1 might be a little bit more impressive than Georgia's 11-1, but the head-to-head matchup was the one that got Georgia in the title game, and that's why they belong where they are. You know, Alabama, on the other hand, they got over the hump against LSU, which a lot of people thought was the only game they needed to get over the hump on. And, you know, sure enough, a week later, Texas A&M comes to Tuscaloosa and bites them on the butt.
When you look at this game against Georgia, what does Alabama need to do well to get out of Atlanta in the Georgia Dome with a victory?
I think they've got to beat Georgia on the line of scrimmage on both sides to win that game. I think they're a little bit better than Georgia on the line of scrimmage, and that's where they've got to be better when it's time to kick that football off, because I think at the skill positions, I think that's where Georgia's got an edge in some spots, plays them even in some spots. You know, Alabama's dinged up at the wide receiver position pretty bad. They've lost a couple guys for the season, including Kenny Bell, who was averaging 26 yards a catch until he broke a leg against Auburn. So, yeah, I think up front is where Alabama's got to win that game.
You got two good quarterbacks in A.J. McCarron and Aaron Murray. And when you look at it statistically, Aaron Murray's probably having one of the best years. But he's had two bad games, and they've been against two great defenses. And what do you think your defensive plan for Alabama is going to be to make sure he does have another bad game in a big game?
You know, pass rush obviously is key. You know, and Murray's an athletic kid, but he's not as athletic as some of the guys that Alabama's seen this year. Obviously, they've run into Denard Robinson, Johnny Manziel, some guys that can really scoot. I think you're going to see Alabama's pass rush tee off a little bit more than it does against some of those more mobile guys. When Alabama's facing a really mobile quarterback, a lot of times Nick Saban kind of puts in a more disciplined pass rush where they're trying to pressure the guy but also keep him in the pocket, whereas if it's a drop back quarterback, they'll tee off a little more. So I'll be interested to see how they play that. But the pass rush is going to be really big for Alabama.
Chase, Kirby Smart is a name that gets brought up around this time of the year, obviously, with the jobs that are opening up around college football. How much is he involved in this defense? And we all believe that he's just driving Nick Saban's defense. He's got the keys to it. He's just driving it. But Nick Saban is really the one that tells it where to go. Is that correct?
Well, I'll say this, you know, and to touch on your point about Kirby Smart being the guy that could be looking at a head job pretty soon. Saban was asked about that today, and he said up to this point, no one's called him and asked permission to speak with Kirby. I realize it's only been about 48 hours since axes started to fall on a lot of coaches. But, you know, to your point about the defense, it is certainly Nick Saban's scheme. These are Nick Saban's packages, and he's a hands-on defensive guy. But Kirby Smart and him have been working together for a long time. They worked together at LSU. They worked together with the Miami Dolphins. And, of course, he's one of the few coaches who's been at Alabama under Saban ever since Saban got to Tuscaloosa. That's been 6 years now. So, you know, they kind of think and act and coach in lockstep. And, you know, Kirby makes all the calls. I think Saban might be a little bit more involved in the game planning during the week, but on Saturdays, it's Smart making the calls. It's Smart making the adjustments. If you watch Alabama's defensive huddle during timeouts, Saban's mouth is shut and Kirby's mouth is open. So, you know, Kirby's a hands-on guy on Saturdays in a lot of ways.
Do you think this might be the year that he does leave Tuscaloosa and go out on his own?
I think it might be that year. You know, Nick Saban's been saying this guy's ready to be a head coach for 3 years. We know he's turned down some opportunities to be a head coach at some pretty good schools the last couple years. I don't have any doubt that somebody is going to knock on his door again this winter. Might be a couple of somebodies. And, you know, to this point, obviously, he's been pretty choosy. But sooner or later, the right job's going to knock on his door. It's a question of when, not a question of if.
Could you see him going to the SEC West, obviously, with Auburn and Arkansas looking for a head coach?
You know, I think, really, it wouldn't surprise me to see him take an SEC job. Obviously, I don't think he goes to Auburn. I don't think he goes to Tennessee. My understanding is that that Kentucky's not a possibility there. Of the jobs that are open in the SEC right now, I think Arkansas probably makes a little bit more sense for him than any of the others. I wouldn't necessarily call him a candidate. Like I said, as far as we know, Arkansas hadn't even picked up the phone, but he's going to be getting a head job here pretty soon.
Chase, we appreciate your time here on Overtime today, and have fun over in Atlanta. And if by chance Alabama wins, have fun at South Beach.
All right, take it easy, fellas.